Attorney General Pam Bondi leads the 15-member panel called the Statewide Council on Human Trafficking. She says with new laws on the books, Florida, one of the top states in the nation for human trafficking, is making strides from training emergency room physicians to working with truckers.
You know, we're dealing with the truckers, and now we're about to partner with the truckers nationally. Truckers Against Trafficking, they named it themselves. I love that. And, you know, to help us look for the signs, because where do you take a child to traffic or to a truck stop many times?
Still, she says there are gaps that need to be addressed, like the trafficking of young girls with intellectual disabilities.
These victims primarily describe their traffickers as boyfriends because they don't know any better. It's so frightening that they don't understand fully the dangers, but they suffer the horrific effects of being trafficked.
The Florida Department of Children and Families has identified some areas of funding concern, including enough housing for male victims. Kim Graber, DCF Statewide Human Trafficking Prevention Director, says there are also gaps surrounding adult sex trafficking.
One is there's very limited funding available for adult victims. Extended foster care is a potential area, but that's only for children who are aging out of foster care, obviously. That there isn't a vetting process for adult safe houses. Do we need to explore the conversation around licensure for this population? That there's very limited data on adult victims, so prevalence is extremely difficult to assess, and that means there's limited funding opportunity when we can't establish prevalence lines. And that we really want to explore what are best practice studies across the nation with regard to serving adult populations.
And Terry Coonan agrees.
As is mentioned before, we have to do a lot more, I think, on behalf of our adult victims of sex trafficking.
Coonan is the executive director of Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights, or as Bondi calls him.
We all know Terry's really the godfather of this effort. He's really been amazing.
Coonan says while there is some encouraging news with recent legislation, other areas require more of a focus.
We still have to address labor trafficking in a much more robust way than we have that Florida has to date. And again, a number of legislative proposals and I think policy proposals that may meet those needs.
Tom Kerwin is the general counsel for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, who says a majority of his agency's investigations involve sex trafficking, and so far there's some labor trafficking mixed in as well.
The increase in Eastern European populations and their involvement in human trafficking is pretty much on the rise. We're seeing that also in the panhandle as well, around the hotel industry. That's mostly, at least in the panhandle, that's mostly labor trafficking, I think, starting in Panama City and going all the way to Pensacola.
And that's an area another member of the panel and lawmaker, Sebring Republican Senator Denise Grimsley, would like to focus on as well.
I'd like to see we add labor trafficking to the Human Trafficking Council's mission. Florida right now ranks third in the nation with reported labor trafficking cases. With an increasing migrant working population, Florida has seen a substantial increase in labor trafficking. Adding labor trafficking to the council's mission acknowledges this growing population.
She's also thinking of some other areas.
Some of the areas that we need to address going forward is to increase access to medical services. The most critical services for many young adult victims of human trafficking are substance abuse and mental health counseling. We also need to provide Medicaid eligibility to young adult human trafficking victims. And part of our council's responsibility is enhancing the care options that are available to these victims.
And Miami Republican Representative Jeanette Nunez, who expects to carry a bill in the House, says she's interested in seeing what issues may come to the forefront that need legislative attention.
We've had multiple discussions specifically regarding girls and boys that are developmentally disabled. And we've discussed in several other committee meetings, you know, how we need to make sure that we're looking at things in a comprehensive manner, because unfortunately, just as soon as we pass one law, you know, we realize that there's a gap and that things need to be addressed. And so given that our legislative time frame is coming up fairly soon, I think, you know, we'll have a lot of work to do.
Meanwhile, the next meeting of the full 15-member council is September 15th. Likewise, in the works, a human trafficking summit is set to take place October 29th to the 30th in Tampa. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.